Talking today with Alan Tracy from U.S. Wheat. Alan, let's talk a little bit about some of these marketing opportunities and challenges that are out there globally right now. And I guess top of mind, a lot of unrest in this world and a lot of uncertainty about the wheat supply from that Black Sea region, especially Ukraine.
Indeed, and yet I think it's been a little bit overblown so far, Ron, because most of Ukraine's wheat is spring wheat, and about 90% of it, is winter wheat. About 90% of it is winter wheat, and so it was planted before all this stuff started, and it's still going to come off, and it's still going to go somewhere. Meanwhile, their exports of all the grains really have continued at near record pace through all this time. So when they get this new wheat crop off, about the same time we get whatever wheat crop we're going to get out of Kansas, they're going to be back in business again. So it's a little dry there, but nowhere near as bad as it is for you guys. But, there are some customers that are a little unsure about future commitments from Ukraine about buying from there, but overall, I don't think it changes the picture nearly as much. I think the price increase that we've had here has largely been at the expense of you guys in the Southern Plains, and a little bit on the politics. But even in Ukraine, I think that the precipitation is more important than the politics yet.
When we think about, the run-up in prices that you alluded to, how do you deal with that as you talk to customers? I know that at least raises their eyebrows, if nothing else.
It varies dramatically from place to place. If you go to, say, Taiwan or to Japan, where the buying is all done at a single source, it causes the millers problems in that they have to try to raise the price of the flour, and sometimes that's hard to do. But all their competitors in country are in the same boat. So that's very different. And other markets where they buy individually are much more price sensitive. Just trying to help them get the right product. Our quality tours, our quality crop information is very important to them, and we work with them as the situation changes. But yes, some of them are way more sensitive than others.
One quick question regarding you mentioned the quality issues and the information that we've been able to develop. Are groups like Plains Grains has that been a useful tool for U.S. Wheat? Have you found the information that they've been able to do grain shed by grain shed pretty valuable?
I think it's been particularly useful in Mexico, where they've been able to come up and pick and choose. For a lot of the other exporters, it's just harder. They have to kind of take what they can get at the port. They can do what they can with specifications, and it does help them to know what specific specifications are available. But, Plains Grains is a very important partner of ours, and we've worked with them, helped to pay for the quality information that's put together. And, of course, we do an awful lot to disseminate it. They've done some work directly in Mexico, but worldwide. We publish the crop reports in 6 languages and distribute them through our 14 offices outside of the United States in over 100 countries.
I know that there's been a lot of concern about being able to get something accomplished, especially with the Japanese. Are you feeling like we're going to get something, across this finish line with this Trans-Pacific partnership?
Well, I still hope so, and I think it's really important that our negotiators stand firm right now, because Japan really does need to have some reform. They need to have their economy pick up, and they need to open their markets more generally. We're going to be okay in wheat in Japan. They're our largest customer anyway over any multi-year period. Not this past year, by the way, when we had Brazil and China step up. But we're going to do fine in Japan no matter how it comes out. But I do want to see them. I'd like to see, for instance, them open up on dairy. It sounds silly to have a wheat guy talking about dairy, perhaps, but if they don't open up on dairy, then Canada gets a pass on its dairy program, which would really be an opportunity for our guys. But then all the other TPP countries all have sensitive items that they would protect. So I think this Japanese bilateral negotiation is really important to set the standard for TPP. We'd like to see a really strong TPP that can pass Congress and that can be an important factor in improving the growth and security of the whole Pacific region, because that's where 40% of our exports go now.
Very, very important customer for wheat.
Absolutely. If you look at the whole area, and all the way down into Indonesia is a rapidly growing customer now. They're not a TPP partner, but they will be eventually, I think. And even though they're right next door to Australia, they like our spring wheat and hard red winter wheat, and they're buying both to help make some of the higher quality products that they need for their rapidly improving economy.